everything that you sort of, the way that you've approached training camp, the way you were rested in terms of your body and how you're ready to go?
I feel great. Obviously we had a great plan coming to training camp, and I think it's worked out for all of us. I think it's worked out for the team. And I feel great. Legs feel great. Feel really, really fresh and ready to go.
Are you curious to see how it works out with you and Ryan and just how, the rotation, if there is one, goes?
Yeah, obviously he's going to get his touches. I'll get mine. And you got Sproles, a great running back, and do a lot of different things with all of us. I think we all bring, something different to the table. So it's going to be hard for opponents to kind of key in and work on one guy. So I think that's at our advantage. And our rotation and our tempo is something that is definitely an advantage for us. And, we'll see how it goes.
Do you worry about not being able to get into a rhythm? You're such a rhythm back. And you got like 90%, 95% of the carries in Dallas. And when you're getting the ball, all those snaps, how do you replace that? How do you replicate that rhythm when you're not getting the ball all the time?
Yeah, I think as a running back, and for me, I think rhythm is key, and especially as the game goes on, I feel like I get stronger and better. But I think we have a great plan, a great rotation plan, and I'll get my touches. I'll be able to do some good things, and I'm sure Ryan and Sproles will get their job done as well. So I think, Chip and Deuce will have a great game plan of going to that. We don't really talk about it, we want to keep it between us, and we'll see how it goes.
Is this the best backfield that you have been a part of? Level?
Yeah, definitely. I've never been a part of three backs who have all been in the Pro Bowl and had a lot of success in college and in the pro level. So great guys. One of the hardest working groups that I've ever been a part of. So I think that speaks volumes.
Why are you willing to accept this? You were the number one guy in the backfield for the Cowboys last year, and you're coming to a situation where you're kind of part of the committee.
Because it's all about winning. At the end of the day, no matter how you get it accomplished, for me, it's always been about winning, high school, college, pro level. Obviously, you want to be out there as a competitor. You want to lead the group, and you want to, work as hard as you can work. But I think at the end of the day, this is a, top-bottom league. Only thing that matters is wins, and not yards, not records, none of that stuff. At the end of the day, it's that one column. That's wins or losses.
With all that said, DeMarco, isn't it part of a player's personality, mentality, like, I want to be the best? And can you accomplish those personal goals? And I know it's about winning with the way it's set up here.
As a competitor, like I said, it's definitely you want to be the guy and you want to work extremely hard. And, I know what I'm capable of doing, and I know I have 100% confidence in myself and the other running backs in this team, and but I know I was what I was brought here to do and be. And but it's like I said, this is a great situation to be a part of, and not just the running back core, but just the team in general. You got a lot of weapons, a lot of guys who work extremely hard, a lot of guys who've had success, and this is a ball club who's won 20 games the last 2 years. And you got to continue to work hard and take it day by day and see how it goes.
How much do you pay attention to what LeSean McCoy said about you not being one of those top guys?
Not at all. At some point you got to move on with your life and career, and, never worry about what someone else says about me, good, bad, ugly. I can only control what I can control. I can't control what someone else says about me. And, it's funny. It's, I don't take anything to heart. He has his opinion. I'm sure everyone else has theirs. And, so not worried about it at all.
The Cowboys are and have been a team with big personalities, a national team, so to speak. Guys like Dez, guys like Romo, big-time commercial influences. How challenging was it to maintain that attitude that you're talking about in that sort of environment? If you're on the Cowboys, you're kind of a star one way or another just by being on that team. How do you maintain that sort of team-first attitude amid that sort of atmosphere?
I think it's just, part of who I am as a selfless individual, selfless person. And this culture, this team, this organization is what attracted me the most is, there's a lot of selfless guys. You look around, across the board, you see all the Pro Bowl players. You see a lot of guys who have, great marketing abilities. But at the end of the day, guys are coming to work hard. Guys are coming here to build camaraderie. And And, you know, that's what attracted me the most. And that's, you know, for the short amount of time I've been here, that's what I see on a daily basis. So, you know, obviously all that stuff is good and golden. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about football. And I feel like that's what it is here.
You played on the best team last year. Guys won the division. When you look at what the changes have happened here and coming here, playing with Sam in college, knowing what he can do, do you think this team can be better than the Cowboys and is the front runner in the division here?
You know, it all starts with, you know, the preparation. I think we are giving ourselves a chance to be good and you know, since OTAs and training camp and daily, I think you have to come out every day and not think about what you did last week or previous years, just every day. You know, this is, you know, guys are trying to take your position, teams are trying to, you know, beat you every week. So I think you got to show up and put in the work daily. It's easier said than done. Obviously, everyone's fighting for the same goal, and, you know, that's to get to the Super Bowl. But, you know, you got to come in every single day and work hard, watch film, do the little things, and it's going to separate you from the other teams.
Thanks, guys. We have Malcolm.